I am sitting down to make this shiur on, I guess, Chayesorim, and the date is a very significant date. It's the Wednesday, the 7th of November in 2012. It's the day after the election, and the emes is that it's Eis Tzora LeYaakov, Ribono Shel Olam should be Merachem, that things shouldn't be bad for Yidden, for Eretz Yisrael. It's a very, very somber day. There have been a lot of hopes, I guess, that maybe there would be a change and would be a better matzav for especially the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael. Ribono Shel Olam b'merachem. It's a time to think a little bit about the relationships between Klal Yisrael and the Ummus HaOlam. I think we mentioned the other day in one of the Shi'urim what I had this Ha'ore in the Pasha of Erchen, Arachin, that the Halacha is, according to the Rambam at least, that you can be Ma'arich or Goy, that a Yid, the Goy can't make Erchen, but the Yid can make Erchen. He can say Erki Olai to give his own value ultimately to the Beis HaMikdash, or he can say Kecho, or Erech Ploini Olai. So he can also be Ma'arich or Goy, according to the Rambam. And it's such an interesting thing, I think I mentioned at the time, that the Chazon Ish says that what is this Erech? Erech means value. So what is this value? He says it's not a monetary value, how much he's worth as a slave in a slave market. Because over here, the whole value is determined only by gender and age. That's not something which counts on the market. He says it's the chashivas ho'odam u'metziusoi. It's a value of what it means to be a human being. And it's a mishune d'kazach that the value, that the amount of money, depending on the age and the gender of the guy, is exactly the same as that of a Yid. So at a certain level, it seems to me that the Torah is stelling avek, that the chashivas at a level of metzius ha'odam or kvaidai, I think that's his lashon, metzius ha'odam or kvaidai, is the same. What to make of that and how to make of that, I don't know. But the whole she'orim of machshava, which are being opened up by this concept in Erchen. And the same thing is really true now in these parshiyos, when we learn with Avraham, it's exactly as we would expect it to be. That when the Ribono Shel Olam introduces us to Avraham, that means that he introduces us to our beginnings. This is where Klal Yisrael came from. So who is this Avraham and what is his position vis-à-vis the whole the world with the Ummus HaOlam? So there I think that Rav Shamshavel here says something which is it's something which can mean something to us. So the Ribono Shel Olam goes to Avraham and he says, Ani hine berisi itoch v'yisro l'av hamoin goyim. V'lo yikore oid es shimcho Avraham V'hoyo shimcho Avraham, ki av hamon goyim nesaticho. Now that's, what does it mean that he's an av hamon goyim? So it's difficult to know. I'll tell you in a moment what Rav Shamshavel here says, but you have to remember from Pashas Vayera, hamachase ani me Avraham. So Rav Shamshavel says, it's pasnash that I should go and destroy Sodom and Amorah without telling Avraham. Why? For two reasons. First of all, because the towns are in his territory. And second of all, because I made him an Av HaMoen Goyim. I made him a father, Kilu, of the nations. If I made him a father of the nations, so I shouldn't tell the father if I'm going to kill the children. So what does it mean? What does it mean that Avraham is the father of the Ummus HaOlam, Ma'apetam? What's going on there? So if you look at Rav Shamshavel Hirsch, he's so meiridik in many ways that there's nothing that he's not medayek in. Don't know whether dafka his chidushim and the way that he is mevaya these things, that necessarily everybody would be maskim to every chidush that he says. But the upshtel, the seriousness with which he takes Torah and deals with Torah is mamish, I think it's a mishonah de kemusa for all of us, how careful one has to be in reading the Torah. Bekitzer, what he says, that I'm going to call him Avroham because Avamoin goim nesaticha. So he tells, so then you should call him Avham. What's the resh doing there? I mean, I think there's Chazal, originally his name was Avram, so there is an exalted father, Avram. Yes, so now I'm going to change it to Avhamoin Goyim. So then take out the resh and call him Avham. What's the resh doing there? So Rav Shamsa Vilhiz says a big chiddush, and if you ask me, am I totally convinced that that is really the pshat in the pasuk? It's difficult to say because it's a chiddush. But Kitzur, what he says is, what's the resh doing there? If Av Hamon Goyim means the father of a multitude of nations, so the resh is only disturbing. It doesn't do any good over here. And the Rom isn't there anymore. It's Roham. What does Roham mean? Anyway, so Rav Shamsa Vilhiz says that it's really the resh goes with the Aleph Beis. The Av turns into an Aver, right? Aver of Hamon Goyim. What is Aver? Aver is a wing. And the wing is that which allows the bird to fly high up in the sky. In other words, the Avhus of Avroham, in other words, I'm making him Av Hamon Goyim. But it's not only the letters Aleph Beis. The letters of Aleph Beis are augmented with a resh. That the Av Ki'ilu, I mean, it doesn't say this in so many words, but I think that that's what it means. That the Av Ki'ilu is joined to a resh. An Av can be an Aver. And in that sense, that Avraham is an Av Hamon Goyim, in the sense of supplying them with wings. He's allowing them to soar above the ordinariness, which is really tied to people who are people of Olam Hazeh. We mentioned every single shiur practically. This deal which Yaakov made in Esav, that Klal Yisrael gets Olam Habo and Esav gets Olam Hazeh. So what do we do with Olam Hazeh people? They're not so wonderful much of the time. So the Ribbono Shel Olam makes Avraham an Av Hamon Goyim, not a physical Av, but Ki'ilu, an educator. How? By turning the Av into an Aver. Let their contact with Klal Yisrael serve them as a wing to loft them into the heights. That's what Rav Shamsa Vilhiz says, and it's a very, very interesting thing. I mean, it can be masbir, the Av Hamon Goyim. The Av Hamon Goyim, in what sense is he an Av? Because he presents them with an Ava. Why is that so important to me? Because since Parshas Vayero, now we're dealing with Chayesor already. I'll change my mind. I'm going to tell you first the Chayesor digger part of it, and then I hope maybe I'll get back to the Vayero part. But what's Tucker going on? So at the end of Lech Lecha, we have Avram getting the Bris Milah. And incidentally, Sora not getting any Bris Milah, meaning, Shamsa Vilhiz points that out also, that you see from the way that the name changes took place. So by Avram it says, Lo yikore oid es shimcho Avram, v'hoyo shimcho Avraham. From now on, I'm going to change your tafket. You're not going to be only an Avram, you're going to be an Avraham. And I think it must be already what it means. Av Hamon Goyim. By Soro, the Loshen is not that way. Vayom Elokim El Avraham, Sorai Ishtecho, Loisikro Es Shemo Soroi. Ki Soro Shemo. Not her name should become Soro, but her name is Soro. So Rav Shlomo points out, if that is be'etzem, why the Isha does not need the tikkun of an equivalent of the Bris Mila. Avraham needed to develop. Avraham needed to make of himself an Av Hamoin Goyim or an Aver Hamoin Goyim, as Rav Shlomo Chodesh learns. That had to be something which he acquired. That had to be something which he would have to be koiner. And that's why he needs to have a Bris Mila to make a tikkun in his guf. But by Soro, that Mila, which makes her a Soro Lakoil, not only Sorai, that's how Rashi learns, not only Sorai to only Klal Yisrael, but to the whole world. She is Soro. She is Mrs. Princess. She is a queen. She is a Meiridiger person. And that she doesn't have to become the Yiddish Tochter, the Etzem Metzius, the Etzem Mahus of a Tzniusdike Yiddish Tochter is that she is a Soro. She's a Soro to the whole world. She's a symbol. She's an education to the whole world of what an Isha should be, the Tzniyas, the Seichel, the Bino Yesera, the understanding what has to be done, how it has to be done. That is a Yiddish Tochter, and that is what Soro always was. The women don't need to be first made into Soros. They are Soros by their Etzem Mahus. If you have a chance to read those sections in Rav Shamsher Vahel Hirsch, you have this beautiful English translation nowadays, it's kedai to read it, because that's one of his big, they say over, I don't know, that I was six when we left Frankfurt, so I suddenly don't know from my own experience what Rav Shamsher Vahel Hirsch said, but they say over that Rav Shamsher Vahel Hirsch Misgoy Keila, he was proud of himself that he had shown a new aspect of three things within Klal Yisrael, says the Jewish woman, the Jewish businessman, and the Jewish academician, that he showed how al pi Torah it's possible, first of all, we just now talked about the Jewish woman, but also the academician, of course, he was Mechayev, a secular education, which nowadays most people don't do. But Be'etzem, that was one of his yesodos, and everybody who knows Rav Dessler's letter in the third Chelek about the Derech of Frankfurt and the Derech of the Litvish Yeshivas, it's a big sugya and it doesn't belong into Chayesoro Dafka. But there was a certain way that he dealt with this exposure to secular education, which in Germany at the time was a very given thing, and he showed how to do that with the tzura of the Rabbeinu Shams Torah, going Torah im Derech Eretz, and also the businessman, he had ideas and he was able to stella weg such a meiradike community, which Rav Dessler in a famous letter is made that kemat probably 99% of these Yidden remained from a Yidden. They remained from Yidden. They didn't become Talmidei Chachamim because there was not the avira in which learning Gemara the way it is nowadays was nofutz. It just wasn't that way for whatever reasons. Not Nageya now, but even without that, they were able to stella weg huge successes in people who remained Erlech, Latayre, Yidden, Medaktikim, B'mitzvahs. So one of the things that he said that he stella weg is the Jewish woman. And I say it's kedai, if you can get hold of a Shamsher Vahel Hirsch, it's kedai maybe to read how he describes over there at the end of Lech Lecha, what was implied in Soros change of name, which wasn't really a change of name. What Rabbanish was Megale is that all along she's been a Sora. I'm not commanding her to do an equivalent of the Bris Mila. Stutzachop, I mean, you know, like we have to get used to the idea that we learn these parshias as children. So we tend to remember them as stories. But there's no story in the Torah. There's only the big, 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 big Yesoidus of what Yiddishkeit is about and what Yidden is about. It's a big thing. So said that first I want to say like the Chayesorotika part of the Shia today. I mean, was steht, ja? So now we get Nebuchadnezzar at the moment of her death. Vayu chayei soro meyo shano v'eshrem shano v'sheva shanim shnei chayei soro v'atoma soro v'gezav v'yov avrom l'tzpod l'soro v'lif kaisa. I would have liked to hear that hesped. L'tzpod l'soro v'lif kaisa. So I happen to notice the Sifuna says very, very interestingly that what's this loshen of l'tzpod l'soro? Why the lamed? I think that normally, I guess, we would use s, I think, yeah? Who's so father? I don't know what exactly the grammar is. Yeah? S soro. What does it mean, l'soro? So the Sifona is medayik over there, if I can find it quickly, that it's the, what Chazal say, that the hesped is yakhet the chaya, that is for the covet of the chaya. So the covet of the chaya, here, where are we? Here, I've got it. Lispad l'sora, bishvil sora. Le is bishvil, v'lichvoida. Ka'amrom zal, hespeide yakre de shichva. That the hesped is the yoke, is the covered of the mace. So we try and say all the wonderful things which we're able to about the mace. It's yakre de shichva. So that's lispad l'sora, to do this cover to sora. Right. Now, who is Sora? Well, we learned earlier, yeah? Vayet Oholo. Well, that's a Greek siv. It's spelled Oholo with a he. It's pronounced Oholo. And so, Chazal HaMadayik, that first he put up Sora's tent. And the Maral says over there, why Taka did he put up first Sora's tent? Because Mechabdo Yosef Migufa, that's the Gemara in Chulin Samach Daled Amid Beis, that Legaba clothes, he should dress himself according to what he can afford. Why? Because his hashpor comes straight from the Rebbeinu Shlom, and I guess what the Gemara means is that since the Rebbeinu Shlom gives him this amount of money, so that's what he wants him to spend on his clothes, but not more. But by Ishtar is Yosef, yeah, more than he can afford. Why? The Gemara says, because the hashpor of the man comes straight from the Rebbeinu Shlom. The hashpor of the woman comes from the husband. The husband is mechayev to mechabed, and that's where the Rambam gets it from. That oyavo kegufa, the end of Tesvav of Hilchos Ishus, oyavo kegufa, umechabdo yosef megufa. The way we saw just now in these past years, we can understand why the Rebbeinu Shlom wants that he should be mechabed her yosef megufa, because she's more mechubed than his guf. He needed a tikkun in the guf, the bris milah, to make himself into the aver kviyochel of the umas ha'olam. That's a big, big thing. All these yesoides. I mean, you know, I'm just saying it in the shiur 1-3, so 40 minutes or whatever it is. The v'nava amen, and then we go on to the next pasha. But this is not something that you go on to the next pasha. This is something which is very, very real. Apparently, we have this responsibility. It's a very, very big yesod. So, what I thought of so at the end of Lech Lecha, the Moshe Rabbeinu, the Avraham was made into an Av Hamon Goyim, an Aver for the Hamon Goyim, a wing to let them soar aloft. So, what did Hitaka do? And that's a moira de gezach. First of all, in Chayesoro, yeah, he shows them the covert of the wife. Yeah, vayet oholo, oholo, right? That we say the Ramaral says over the because the ksiv comes before the kri. First there's a ksiv and then you read it. So the ksiv is with the hay. So the her keva was first. He was teaching them how choshev the relationship of the husband and the wife is. Over here, you have a whole pasha, you can make a drosha over here for the next 50 Sheva brochas where you have to make a drosha. But that's a moira de gezach, that the husband is makir that the woman is be'etzem in certain, at least theoretical ways, more choshev than he. She doesn't need a bris milah. She is a sorah. Oyavo kegufa umechabda yosem megufa is the lashon of the Rambam. And that's not exactly the lashon of the Gemara in Chulin, but then Samach Talad Amud Beis, but that's where it comes out. So the Meshunetikah, what a marriage, a Jewish marriage. There's so many beautiful things over here. Now, I don't know whether this is Amos, but I read once in a Sefer, I don't remember what it was or who it was, and I don't know whether everybody's masking to that. But, you know, the most famous Gzeira Shove, everybody knows Gzeira Shove, people learn, Baruch Hashem learned. So you know what a Gzeira Shove is. So what's the Gzeira Shove that everybody knows? The Gzeira Shove that everybody knows is Kicha Kicha Mr. Efron. Who doesn't know Kicha Kicha Mr. Efron? So the Mechaber of that Sefer, I think he wrote a whole Sefer on it, and I don't remember who it is. But he wrote a whole Sefer and says that where the Rabbeinu Shlom made it so that certain limudim are to be made as a Gzeira Shove, the reason is because the Rabbeinu Shlom wanted to deflect our concentration to that place. In other words, you're getting married. All right? Now, what should you be thinking about? Zog the Rabbeinu Shlom, what are you going to marry her with? A ring, right? Yeah? So, how do you know that Kesef is kind? Oh, Mr. Ephraim. Oh, you're thinking about Stay Ephraim. Think what Avraham did by the Stay Ephraim, how he was mechanech the Goyim, he became the Ava of the Goyim Keilu. I mean, that's not part of this particular title, but it comes out that way, right? That how did he become, how did he teach the Chittim over there? How did he teach them to be Gehoibene mention, to use their wings to soar above the ground, Keilu? By telling them about sorrow, lispod the sorrow of Lifkai Sor. I would have loved to hear that Hesped, where Avraham touches up that this is a woman, yeah? Where it didn't even occur to me to put up my oihel before hers. I'm mechabit her yoisa migufi. And that is how the Jewish family is formed. And that is how the Jewish society is formed. And like everything else, there's theory and there's practice. But the theory is the way it's got to be. And that's something we have to strive for. It's a meir de gezach. And the emes is that I think that we can shift now in Yotze the Chayesoro Dicker part of it. But the emes is that these inyonim, which we've been covering just now during this shir, are really also nageya to Vayero. Just want to say it very, very quickly because I don't want to make the shir too long. But this whole idea when Avraham was davening for the people of Stoim, so he said maybe 50. So the Rabbeinu Shlom said, yeah, but there aren't any 50. But there were 45. So Rashi says over there, what's 45? Mapet on 45. It's only 9 people for each city of the 5. So what's 45 going to do? So Rashi says, because you're the tzaddikai shel olam, you can be mitztarev and make 10 in each city. You'll be the 10th man in each one of the 5 cities. I think that's Rashi's shita over there. Not like Ramban. Ramban says that even by the lower numbers, he would save all the 5 cities. I think that the Pshat in Rashi is that he would have saved as many as that. For 40, he would have saved 40 cities. For 30, 3 cities, and so on. And so on. Oh, but what's 45? So you're the tzaddikai shel olam, and mimele you can be mitztarev. That's unbelievable. Emes is a whole shekel Torah, but I'm not going to tell it now because it's like I say, I don't want to burden you with too much. Like turns out that the Shia is concentrated on this mishunadik yachas between men and women, the interplay, the home of an Avraham Avinu, the wifehood of a Soro Yemenu. es tut so, it's a meurige Sache. What's the pshat that he said, like the Rebbeinu Shalom should be mitzaref? Here's the Rebbeinu Shalom who's saying, I'm going to have to destroy them. And now you're going to be mitzaref of him to save them. He's the one whom Avraham is trying to persuade, Lechaira. The Torah says it's not that Avraham is trying to persuade the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's that by the Rebbeinu Shalom there's a yesod, which he says later, early on, when he says, "Hamachase ani me Avraham es asher ani oise, v'Avraham roho yayir legoy godol, v'nivro kol mishparot sa'adoma, ki yedat v'leman asher yitzav es bono v'es beis ha'achrov, v'shomru derech Hashem las es stoker mishpat." That by the Rebbeinu Shalom, Mishpat never exists by itself. That Mishpat only exists as Stoker or Mishpat. I'm going to read to you a little passage from the Derech Hashem that's in the second Chelek, Perek Shmini, where he talks about the Rebbeinu Shem punishing. Bamesha Yafren Oid Bahaskochosa Yisbor Shemoi Hu Heyoiz Kol Sidre Haskocho Drocheo Yosha HaMishpat Vekavadin. The Rebbeinu Shem is an Oy of Mishpat. So now in the second paragraph, Va'omnam yodanu be'emes she'ein cheftza shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu elo lehetev, v'hine hu oyev es beruav, ka'av ha'oyev es benoi, es beruav, mind you, elo shemitam ho'av ha'atzmo roi sheyayase ho'av es benoi lehetivo b'acharisa, u'ki'inyin shenema ki kasha yayase ish es benoi Hashem elakechom yasreko, nimtza sha'mishpat v'hadin atzmo Mimoka ha'ava hu noivea. Ve'ein musra shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu makas oyev u misnakem. Elo musa av horoitza betuvoi benoi. In other words, Avraham understood that when the Rebbeinu Shloilam said, I'm going to destroy them, alright, Erdenov ere, I'm going to see Haketzah Kosa, but apparently it had turned out that Haketzah Kosa meant that they were takechayiv misa, and he's going to destroy them. So now he goes to Avraham, Hamachasa Nimi Avraham, you're the father, do something about it. What does he mean? It doesn't mean that we are going to be antagonists. I'm going to be pro-killing, and you're going to be pro-saving. Chas v'sholem. I want a mishpat with stoker. Las is stoker or mishpat. Yeah? You as the father should supply the stoker element. Can you figure out something which is a stoker which can help me not to do what I think I have to do in the Bechina of Mishpat? I'm right now in my Mishpat mode, and I'm going to have to destroy them, because I know that I have to destroy them. But you, Avraham, Bistochatata, meaning you are an Aver, if Rav Shamsa Velez is right, and you are there to raise them from where they are, to give them wings, to give them flight. So go ahead and do that. Give me an Eitzah how I can save these people. So Avraham comes along and says, wow, what a beautiful opportunity. You're the tzaddika shel olam. I didn't understand that. I don't know to this day what does it mean, this expression, tzaddika shel olam. It's a very rare expression. What does Rashi mean? Where does he get such a... It's a medrash, really. But where did they get this idea from, tzaddika shel olam? But I think that it means maybe, I don't know whether... See, it comes from tzaddik. Tzaddik is really mishpat. I'm not so sure. Because he is using this tzedek, tzaddika shel olam, to help the Rebbeinu Shalom, to help the Stoimim, not to have to destroy them. So I'm not quite sure how that fits in over there. But I'll call upon him, you see, not that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to kill, he's a bloodthirsty, chas v'shalom, Rebbeinu Shalom, and Avraham is a kind man. Not this is true, not that is true. Because later on, when the maskona was that there is no stalker that can be done, so what happened? It says later on, and Avraham came, Vayashkev al Pnei Sodom. I, Rashi said earlier that Kol Hashkofer is L'Ro. So it sees that, you see, Vayashkev al Pnei Sodom. He also wanted Sodom to be destroyed. Avraham wanted them to be destroyed. He had this whole argument with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Teretz is, like I said, it's not that the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to kill them, it's not that Avraham wanted to save them. Both Avraham and the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted one thing. Mishpat Utstoker, and like the Hashem points out, that every Mishpat is Noivea from Ava, is Noivea from Stoker. So let's see what our elements are. So the Rebbeinu Shalom said, in this drama, I'm going to be the prosecutor, you're going to be the defendant. Yeah? But not because I want to punish him, and not because you want to save him. Both of us want that my Mishpat should be tempered by your Stoker. And that is what happened over here. So all these Yesoidas, I know I jumped around a little bit in this year, because it's a matter of trying to push a lot into a relatively narrow space. But I hope that that it hasn't been too jumpy, and that some of the Yesoidas, because they're really very, very important Yesoidas, all these Yesoidas which we talked today are things that can, they can change lives. Change attitude, change lives. Oy, and Rabbi Nishom should help that this election yesterday shouldn't be the horrors which one could anticipate. Rabbi Nishom should be merachem. Oy, let's all be mispalem. Kol tov, kol tov.